Your world tonight.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. The Women's World Cup of Soccer down to the final four. Semi-final action live from France today as the USA tangles with England. And man, what a game so far. Lots of scoring. The game's already gone over the total. The USA leads 2-1 at the half. Scoring chances galore on both sides. The Netherlands and Sweden, they play in the other semi-final tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. The NFL and NFLPA begun discussing a new collective bargaining agreement in hopes of securing a new deal before the upcoming NFL season. The current CBA doesn't expire until after the 2020 season, but there have been three negotiated sessions involving the players and the owners. Talks are expected to intensify during July with more meetings scheduled. Both sides cautiously optimistic an agreement can be in place before the 2019 season begins. The owners are motivated to secure a new deal amid the league's NFL 100 marketing campaign and impending negotiations with TV rights holders. The Pro Football Hall of Fame also considering enshrining 20 people in 2020. Colin Kaepernick has gotten Nike to pull a controversial flagged athletic shoe. A Nike shoe featuring an early version of the U.S. flag was set to be released, but they canned it after Colin Kaepernick called the symbol offensive. The Air One Max shoe featuring an early version of the U.S. flag on the heel, but Nike supported athlete Colin Kaepernick told the company the sneaker is offensive to him and others because the flag symbolizes connected to the slavery era. Nike complied and the shoe is going to be pulled. The Philadelphia 76ers have offered Ben Simmons a five-year, $170 million max extension, and the two sides are expected to hammer out the details towards the agreement. This according to Woj from ESPN. So Simmons is eligible for the max rookie scale extension beginning in 2020, which could be worth up to 25% of the Sixers' total salary cap. The soon-to-be 23-year-old is a great playmaker, but has yet to find a shooting touch from outside of 10 feet. He has attempted just 17 shots from behind the arc in 160 games over two seasons. Philly is currently in the midst of a roster overhaul with Jimmy Butler on the way out. The team has retained Tobias Harris and added Al Horford from the Celtics. The LA Clippers have committed on giving Lou Williams his full $8 million salary despite it not being fully guaranteed. Williams is entering year two of three, a $24 million deal, but he says in 2020-21 season, the deal was only partially guaranteed to the tune of $2 million. He claimed the Sixth Man of the Year honors in 2018-19, averaged 21.4 points a game with 5.3 assists despite coming off the bench. The Dallas Mavericks and Dorian Finney-Smith agreed to terms on a three-year $12 million contract deal. In just over 22 minutes a game, the former Florida Gator has put up just under 6 points and 3.7 boards per game. And the Boston Celtics have signed French center Vincent Poirier. The seven-footer led the EuroLeague in rebounding, corralling 8.3 boards a game for Spanish side Bacoria. He also chipped in a team-high 11.9 points a game in that league. Boston Celtics legend Bob Cousy, now 91 years old, is going to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from U.S. President Donald Trump. In the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes set to match Montreal's offer sheet for Sebastian Aho. On Monday, Aho signed the offer sheet, and his agent said the sniper was 100% wanted to play in Montreal. The Canes will be prohibited from trading Aho for 12 months after they officially match the offer sheet. Baseball, the Yankees have inked 16-year-old phenom Jason Dominguez when the international signing period starts Tuesday. The deal will include a $5 million signing bonus for the Dominican-born outfielder. And more upsets at day two of Wimbledon. Sam Querrey of the United States won 9 straight games. He took out 5-seeded Dominic Thiem of Austria in a 4-setter. 3 men from the top 10 have now been ousted in the tournament just 2 days into Wimbledon. In the MLB, there'll be a moment of silence before tonight's Angel-Ranger game to honor pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who passed away yesterday at the young age of 27 years old. Also, proceeds from the 50-50 draw will be donated to the LA Angels Baseball Foundation. Manny Machado will serve his one-game suspension tonight versus San Francisco after losing his appeal. Machado was suspended for a confrontation with umpire Bill Welke after he took issue with Welke's strike zone. The New York Yankees also Luke Voit. He's the latest Yankee to hit the IL after suffering an abdominal sprain while playing the Red Sox in London this past weekend. Very, very busy night on the pro diamonds. We've got 15 games on the MLB slate tonight. Me and Morency will go through the matchups and betting lines throughout the show. And in hour three, we'll put our best bets of baseball forward on the Red Heat and Rage show. Copa America Soccer, Brazil meets Argentina at 8:30 p.m. Eastern tonight. And in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, Haiti battles Mexico. Haiti with a big comeback win over Canada. They take on Mexico 10:30 start time tonight. NBA Summer League, 4 games tonight. We'll go through the spreads in hour three. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned for Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and host Gabriel Morenci. We'll talk everything under the sun in sports. So stick around, everybody. Hour one, Red Heat and Rage on Fantasy Sports Radio and Television Network, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Yang speaks into our ear and makes no sense whatsoever, but we've asked Yang 30 million times not to talk into the mic like a taxi dispatcher and then just disappear after. But I guess he's distracted by being a grandfather, which, you know, that honeymoon will go on for like, I don't know, like maybe for another segment type of deal. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, just attention. Just went to get my hair cut. Missed your call earlier, but glad you got it in. Already over the total in the U.S. Women's soccer game versus England. Great action so far in this one. USA all over them early, up 2-1 now going into the 50th minute. It's been a great, great game. Lots of entertainment and action in this one, and players hitting the deck. Lots of ladies. Ladies down. Ladies down.
I'm just wondering, though, did you just hear him talk about there's a delay, but they're working on it? Like a delay with what?
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Yang.
Yeah, he told me on, buddy? Before
we're having
update,
a delay. Like,
promos.
What kind of delay?
Was like a 3-second
delay. You just saying in our headset, there's a delay, but we're working on it, and then disappearing. It doesn't really help me, Yang. I love you, bro, but
right, I'm trying to
it's kind
you.
Of offsetting, like. All right, so what is it?
So in between each delay is like a 3-second delay in between each promo. So I just wanted you guys to bear with me because even when Cam ends his sports segment, like there's like a delay. So I don't want you guys to, you know, just giving y'all a heads up. That's all, buddy.
All right, it was actually all right. We appreciate the heads up, but it's just kind of confusing. Like, unless like Shakira or Beyonce, like walks into the pit and like needs the microphone. Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, Patrick Ewing, or the place is on fire and it's like, all right, listen, the place is on fire. I got to get out of the pit. You know, then otherwise, let's hold it for the segment. But we appreciate the alert here. We appreciate the alert. All right, so 2-1, USA over England. Right now. And yeah, I've already cashed the over, Cam. I've already cashed both teams to score.
Nice.
And
nice.
I've already cashed a corner kick in the first 9 minutes and 59 seconds. So now we just need the USA to close this out. And we got the USA. We also have the USA to advance, but I got the play in without knowing the odds. So I laid minus 250, man, for them to advance. But I also have the minus 138 to win in 90 minutes. Here, hopefully we can nail this.
Winners are winners, buddy. It doesn't matter. Sometimes the juice is big, but if you move on, you collect.
Yeah, we'd like a couple of baseball games as well here later on.
Busy card tonight. Very busy. 15 games on the docket tonight. As I mentioned, a moment of silence for Skaggs, the LA Rangers game.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, you're like Lou from Taxi. You're nicer than Lou, though. I'm more like Lou. Or Louie. It's Lou from Gamblers, a nice guy, too. All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio.
Hey, Gabe, that's
this
not
Kawhi
a good way
Leonard
to,
stuff.
That's not a good way to treat a new Raptor fan, buddy. I'm a new Raptor fan, man. Can't treat me like that, buddy.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. We appreciate you hopping on the wagon. Are you going to stay with us after Kawhi leaves even?
Oh,
is
yeah,
he going to be
I'm
back to Siakam,
man,
action?
The organization better than the Knicks, man. I've been waiting for the Knicks to do something for like past 18 years.
I'll tell you right now. See, now that you have, you know, you've already got kids, obviously, because you got grandkids now. So you need to start saving for the future a bit, Yang.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you, a solid, sound investment. Yeah, and you can put some money away for the future. Is take the New York Knicks over 26.5 wins this year.
Gotcha.
Lock it down.
Lock it down?
Yeah. Lock it down. Yeah,
over 26.
I'm telling you,
a lot of
people
wins.
Too negative. People too negative on the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
And we could bring George Kurtz. Almost.
Yeah. You buy low. You buy low end. You don't wait till it goes up. You buy low end. And the Knicks stock right now, it's low. Get in on it.
Have you ever bought stocks in your life before?
Yes, I did, Gabe, and it turned out to be a nightmare. I got a tip from a rich guy up in my cottage.
I'm not trying to put you.
He bought.
Did you? Yeah.
No. I'll tell you the story. The guy's a clean clown. Like he had like two boats and everything. He's a real successful guy, right? He's like, oh, you know, I think he owned like a pawn shop in Toronto too. This guy Scott from Newmarket, and he comes up to me, oh, Nortel, can't miss. So I came back, whatever. It was when I came back from up north. So I took like $4,000. I put it like all the money that I made and stashed away. I put it in there. The thing like basically lost like 70% in like a month. It was pennies on the dollar. I should have returned beer bottles and made more money. So I don't buy stocks anymore. Got a real bad tip. Make your own bad decisions.
Yeah. I talk about stocks often, and I often talk about buying stocks, but
yeah.
Sort of like me saying, oh, I'm going to go see that new movie. I talk about it, but
and you don't.
I wanted to see that new Rocky movie, Creed. I think there's been like three new ones
movies.
Since I still haven't seen the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I do
yeah,
it with
buddy,
concerts all the
Creed,
time, too, Cam. I do it with concerts all the time.
Good.
I'm like, oh, Slayer's coming. I got to go see Slayer. And then that night, I'm like, I've already seen Slayer. I'm not going to
yeah.
see Slayer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's bring in George Kurtz.
Concerts get tougher as you get older. It's a young man's game. Kurtz.
What's up, Kurtz?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
How you doing, Kurtz?
Kurtz knows what we're talking about. He doesn't leave the house. Just
to
referee.
I'm going to ref tonight. Listen, hour and a half, I'm going to ref and get yelled at for 4 or 5 hours tonight. This is what I do.
Do you, okay, it's summertime, bro. Like, so how come you don't umpire? Are you an ump? You got to be an ump now. In the summer, you should be an ump.
I used to umpire forever ago, but it was more Little League stuff, and the parents just drove me insane. I much rather just do the adults. I enjoy hockey, I guess, more than softball or baseball as far
you're
as
hardcore.
Refereeing is concerned. I like – well, I'm a hockey player, and I play the game as well, so and I've been at this rink forever. So generally I know everybody, very comfortable there, so that's the reason why. And no one's offered me an umpiring gig.
People in Canada don't even want to play hockey right now, Cam.
Oh, no, Kurtz is the best. He's hardcore, yeah. I know it's true, Gabe, but I've learned a lot about Kurtz on the weekend, too. He doesn't leave his domicile very much, just usually either to, like, pick up insulation. He's got a lot of projects he's on the go. I never knew he was a real handyman, too, but Kurtz will tell you he's working on, like, fiberglass pink in the attic and, like, the guy does stucco. Like, Kurtz is he's a broadcaster, a ref, and a great, great, he's basically the local contractor, Gabe. A handyman.
Well, he should go over. Go over to Yang.
If you
actually.
Want to try
Yang's
torturing
got a new
yourself,
granddaughter
man.
And stuff.
Yeah, I was in my attic. Listen, I'd rather be with the granddaughter. I was in my attic for about 12 to 14 hours this weekend, putting the insulation and a new floor. Man, you want to kill yourself? That's a great way of doing it. It sucked.
Yeah. That's the difference between me and you, George. I just don't get it done. My neighbors hate me. Like my friends. Retsy's seen my place. The exterior's got like all the paint's ripped off. Where I just don't care. Like, you know what I mean? I'll deal with it later. That's kind of my attitude. But anyway,
insulation. What's that?
I know. Yeah, Kurtz is saving money when it gets to be winter. The insulation, you know, the fiberglass pink, Gabe. You put it between
what's
the pillars. Cheaper bill. Cheaper
yeah,
bills.
Yeah, so
Kurtz is saving.
When I hear insulation, I'm old school. I think of the old Pink Panther ad. Yeah,
like, that's pretty much what you're using. But you got boards, too. Yeah, yeah. You can put insulation boards in now, too, if you want. That makes life a little easier. Covers a little bit more room.
Wasn't there asbestos in that stuff or something? Like, isn't that stuff like that?
That's, you got to wear a mask and stuff, man. It's got fiberglass and crap. You don't want me breathing it in freely, no.
They used to have asbestos. No, that stuff's clean now. It's fine.
I'm married with children. What do I
care? Stuff they got now is...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't know. See, I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing it with something else. I thought some of that stuff's bad. What if, like, you lie on top of it naked and stuff, man? It's like makes you itchy and stuff, eh?
You'd be damn itchy. Really? And that would not be comfortable.
No, you gotta wear.
It's not like it's not like cotton, man. Like you lie down like on a pillow, like
no,
a bed.
It's not like cotton candy. The stuff's sharp, man. It's like prickly, and you don't want that stuff on your skin. Naked? No, you
it's
gotta
not,
wear.
It's
gear,
not gonna
man.
Cut
like, yeah,
you,
no
but it'll you'll feel like little needles in you. You'll feel little needles, like little itty bitty needles. Yeah, you'll be scratching. You won't like it if you lay down on it. You gotta take a shower after.
See, you like the interesting questions you get on the
roll
show.
Around in some fiberglass pink.
We are a well-rounded show. What do you want to know? With Bob Vila, forget Bob Vila.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bob Vila, big scammer. All right. So, George, I know you're riveted right now, right? 2-1 USA. I know you only watch hockey, NFL, Major League Baseball, NFL, and NHL. But come on, man, are you a patriot? Are you a patriot enough to be watching the U.S. right now versus England?
You know, if you didn't say the score, I probably would have asked you what sport you were talking about. But since you said 2-1, I'll assume it's soccer. I did know there was an England game today. Only because of the Yankees playing in England over the weekend.
It's a Women's World Cup.
Fox kept showing the promo. Yeah, I don't care. I honestly don't. They win fantastic. They lose fantastic. It's not going to, of course, you one wink of sleep. And not like I bet on the game or anything. If it's on TV, it's not on my. I just finished watching an NFL show. No soccer here. No European football. I'm sorry. I can't. It bores the hell out of me. I can't deal.
Cam, did you end up betting on England at all? I know you were thinking about it.
No, I took your advice. I was really giving England a long, hard look, and I gave the draw a hard look, and then I thought about it. I'm like, you're right. USA is better. So I took the regulation. I didn't want to lay the juice, Gabe, so we need it to end the way it is right now. I didn't take the over. Congratulations to you. I actually thought it was going to be like a 1-0 type of game. I didn't think they were going to get 3 goals, but very impressive offensive output by both clubs. Nice goals, too.
And we'd ask George what he thinks of Megan Rapinoe not starting, and I don't know. I don't know if she's injured or what the hell.
It's terrible.
What the hell?
Yeah,
happened?
Well, big shock.
It's terrible.
The hell is Megan Rapinoe?
It's terrible.
So you don't know the chick? She looks like
I saw some things
she's
on
feud with Trump.
Yeah, she.
Oh,
looks,
is she the
she
one?
Does look like
is she the one that's been
Cooper.
Kneeling?
Good call.
Is that her?
Yes, yes.
She looks like a female
Anderson Cooper with purple hair.
Like if Anderson Cooper was a woman, it'd be Megan Rapinoe.
Great. You're so right, man.
Yeah, now
they're dead right.
Now you said the Anderson Cooper thing. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know soccer at all, but from the Anderson Cooper reference, yes, I know who you're talking about. I've seen pictures.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he knows what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's 2-1. We'll be going to a break. Our dispatcher, Yang, Yang the dispatch. I swear, you got to back me up. Maybe I was a little like I came out firing fastballs at Yang right out of the gate.
You sure
what
did.
No.
Like, I gotta be honest with you. He was just kind of telling you, what? You know, we're gonna be on delays on the commercials, but you came out.
You gotta back me up. That drop and talks and disappeared. Well, complained about it too.
That's true. That you are right about 100%. But he told me what was going on before my update. I got the update. From,
right.
Yeah.
Settle down, Flash.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I think, Jay. During our break here, England scored. Yet it ever so slightly offside.
I didn't even think it was offside.
Offside is sort of the same theory, except at a line. You just can't be ahead of the defender. I wouldn't have called that. Like, this is the problem with this stupid replay stuff. It's too,
I'm with you. Clean play.
It kills the flow. Yep. Like, you know what I mean?
It does.
You know, you call it cherry picking or whatever the hell you want to call it, poaching. That's offside. If somebody's lingering on the other side, it'd be like, yeah, you can't just kick it down the field over everyone's head. But when you're going at that fast and you're running 15 miles an hour, yeah, you're running 15 miles an hour. The girl was like, literally, like, her cleat was like, hey, listen, I'm on the U.S. I got money on the U.S., and I even think that's garbage. I think it's a garbage call. But it was offside, technically, when you slow it down. But you slow anything down, man, you can prove anything you want.
Well, if you're asking me, it's pretty black and white. Either you are offside or you are not offside. There's no rule in the rule book says, oh, you could be a foot offside. That's okay. No, you're either off or you're not off. I get it. We don't like certain things where you're an inch offside. You're an inch off the bag and the tag's on you, you're out. But either you're on the bag or you're not on the bag. I mean, you can't have rules that say, well, you know, hey, it's okay if you're a little bit off. You know, we're gonna let that slide here. How do you regulate that? So either you're onside or you're onside.
Your argument really is
either replay or no replay. That's it. Either you want the replay with you correct everything or no replay.
Well, we could argue that it's either a ball or a strike, but it's not either a ball or a strike. It's a ball or a strike with every day it's different. Every umpire is different.
Do you want to get me started on the robot umps? Let's go, man. Robot umps, let's get rid of the home plate umpire. Yeah. I'm all on board. All on board. Get rid of them.
Really? As a referee, you want to, all right, so. So what? You keep humans at the bags?
Well, no. You still need a home plate umpire. He just wouldn't call balls and strikes anymore. He still wouldn't call balls at the plate.
Yeah.
You know, and there'd be other things he'd have to call there. So nobody would lose a job here. But I'm talking about what you were saying.
Why not just have everything video? Why even have a bunch of fat guys?
You can't video everything. You can't video. That would take too long. Yeah, you know, to have somebody there. All they're going to do, and I think they eventually will do this, is the home plate umpire will have an earpiece. And Gabe
you play the game, and you know whether someone's out at first base. So, like, they're playing a game without umpires. It's a ground ball, a shortstop, boom. They throw to first base. If the guy's out, he's out. And then if there's a thief, you're like, check the damn replay.
Right. That'll never happen.
Only when there's a thief.
Every play, you have a four-hour play. But if you want to shorten the baseball games, get rid of the home. Stop having the home plate umpire call balls and strikes. As the game gets later, the strikes always get smaller.
I'd have one guy out there just to manage it, but you know what I mean? Just to manage
it. If it was possible, Gabe, I'm right there with you. I think they all suck, but it's not possible. You can't do it. The game would be too long here. But the home plate umpire needs to go. They all have different strike zones. They're all angry.
You can't tell me, George, that you call the same penalty 2 minutes into the first game of the regular season as the last two minutes of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Or is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not telling you that. I don't. Even in the men's league, I don't. There are different penalties in the first period of the game goes on.
There's got to be a human element of nuance to it, right? It's sort of like a speed limit. Yeah, it's 55, but maybe like where? In Alabama, do they pull you over at 56? You know what I mean? Like there's sort of that, well, you can go up to 70. You know what I mean? There's sort of that little leeway. There should be at least. So that's what I'm saying with that offside there.
At the end of the month, Gabe, when you got to cash the tickets and quotas, 55 and you're doing 61. I've tried to argue that before, but what are you going to do? If the guy wants to give you a ticket, he's going to give you a ticket.
Remember there was some cop in California who was trying to make he was giving everybody a ticket for under 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If you're going under five, he was still giving tickets to everybody. He was trying to make a point. Yeah, he was a prick. Complete jerk. But I guess you can't argue it. What are you going to argue?
At the end of the month, be careful. When you're driving around at the end of the month, that's when things get more dangerous, right? You have a meeting. Oh, okay. Well, we didn't get enough tickets there. Then they'll gas you for little things, the quota, right? At the start of the month, they're more lenient till the end. That's my experience.
So they got to catch up when they don't have their tickets amount by the end of the month. Although I've known some cops, guys, there's actually a quota per day. I've had guys tell me, we got to get a certain amount per day. My one cop friend told me the first thing he does on shift is give out his tickets. You know, just get it out of the day so we can enjoy the rest of his day. Because he honestly hates giving them out, but there is a quota per day. They'll never admit it, but he had to give out, I think it was 6 per day. It might have been 7 per day. And it's the first thing he does. And generally, if you're cool about it, you have a better chance of getting away. If you're a jerk, he might give all 7 in one shot.
I got to be honest. You know, I'd figure out, you know, it's kind of a jerk to give people tickets, but there's a lot of jerks on the road. So, like, you can find right. 7 assholes to give tickets.
Easily.
I could find 7 assholes on right outside my window to give ticket to. That I wouldn't feel bad about either. Like, oh, I'm picking on this guy. You know what I mean? I'd be like, this guy's a jerk off. And if I could, I'd like hit him with my baton. But instead, I'll just give him a ticket. So, yeah, I somewhat get it. All right, we're in the 74th minute right now. But this game is a lot like that game against France, Cam. Remember, France were all over the U.S. in the second half. This is what's going on again. Like, the ball just seems to be on the American side the entire time here.
That last goal was, bad luck for England. But I will say this, the USA dominated early in that game. Like, they could have been up 3-4-0. Like, they came out like a house of fire. That was fantastic. And they were peppering them. And then England kind of weathered the storm for a bit. But you're right. It's been an ongoing theme. With about 25, 30 minutes to go in a game, they've been starting to try to protect the lead, and that's dangerous.
All right, so let's jump in here. I was sort of waiting for the hockey. A lot of stuff happened. You know, P.K. Subban over the weekend, we never really got to that too much.
Carolina offer sheet today, Gabe.
Carolina, they haven't matched. They've announced they'll match. They will match.
They're going to match it. They will match it. They will match it. They will match it.
Montreal Canadiens fans were all happy when they did it. Now they're like, well, the Canadiens didn't really want him anyways. They were just, it's like, man, you can't have it both ways, guys, right? But a lot of action. But I brought it up, George, and you don't follow the Knicks, but, Knicks fans made a lot of money out of the cap. There was all, talk about major superstars signing with the Knicks. It didn't happen, all right? They got Julius Randle's a good player, but they didn't get the high-profile player that they sort of promised people that they were going to get. And it's pretty clear that NBA players don't want to play for James Dolan. It's a problem. And, MSG's not the mecca. It's cool for players to play in one night, but it doesn't have the allure for them to want to play there every night. So we can go on about that. And I guess the fact that he, kicks people like Oakley out and with hockey, does he go to every Rangers game? Because every Knick game, he is courtside. Right, but you see, George, the Rangers don't have problems signing free agents. Same ownership group, right? Same building, same ownership group. But hockey players aren't turned off by Dolan the same way NBA players are. But nice signing with Panarin by the New York Rangers. What's your take, Kurtz?
You're right. Dolan's not at the Ranger games. It's just not the same thing. It's hockey. It's not the same prestige. So he's never there. He doesn't have as much day-to-day interaction, which is why, I guess, hockey players don't hate him. Yeah, I think what you said about the Knicks is correct. We all know the problems that Dolan has as far as PR and the crap he's pulled there. Panarin, a lot of Islander fans are upset. I was at the hockey rink last night, and they're all pissed off. Islanders, this always happens to the Islanders. Panarin was never going to the Islanders, and neither is any top free agent. We discussed this last week. No free agent is going to go to the Islanders and play in two buildings for 3 years, at least 3 years. Once again, there has been no shovel and dirt going on at Belmont. So until I see that happening, it's not happening. And no free agent is going to want to deal with that. Panarin didn't have to deal with it. And Panarin, pretty much, we all knew he was going to the Rangers because you think about it. Columbus offered him $13 million AAV. He turned that down. Islanders offered more money than the Rangers, about $700,000 a year. He turned that down. He went to the Rangers. That's obviously where he was planning on going all along. He wanted to play in the city. So the Islanders really never had a shot, even though they offered more money, sort of similar to Tavares last year. Islanders offered more money to Toronto for Tavares. San Jose offered more money than both Islanders and Toronto for Tavares. Tavares still went to Toronto, played at home. Panarin wanted to play in New York City. The Rangers are no longer rebuilding, guys. You think about it. Yeah, Panarin, you added Trouba. I assume they'll sign him. You got Special K, Capo in the draft. They're not rebuilding anymore. This team is, you can't tell me right now they're not better than the Islanders. Islanders made the playoffs last year. Right? The Islanders are the same team, almost the same exact team as last year, other than Varlamov for Leonard. And no Filppula. Of that, they're the same exact roster. You tell me the Rangers right now are a better team than the Islanders? So the Rangers aren't rebuilding anymore. They're there. and they can make some more moves. And they're in good cap shape for the next couple of years. It's hard to do in New York, as you guys know, to rebuild in New York because of all the crap you take from the fans. They don't want to rebuild. But the Rangers taking a couple of years off, I think they've done very well here. I think I'm not going to tell you they're going to be Tampa Bay or Boston or Toronto in a couple of years. You know, really, really, really great teams, but they're heading in the right direction.
I think John Davidson brings a lot of stability to the table, Cam, as well.
Excellent point. He does. He's done really well wherever he went. He's improved the situation. George talked about it, too. Even from the goaltender perspective, Lundqvist probably has a year left. Georgiev looks like he's standing in the wings. They've gotten good defensemen. They have good young players on that team. That's the thing about hockey. It's just it was really quick. They needed that one extra goal scorer with Panarin. I don't know, George. Yeah, you're right about the Islanders, and I'll give you credit too, Kurtz. You said the shovel and dirt stuff. Remember, Gabe, when we first started doing the show with Kurtz, he said that like back in a year and a half, 2 years ago, but the shovel and dirt crap. It's not happening. I'm watching horse racing at Belmont. I don't see any building going on there. It's absolutely brutal, George, and you're right about that. And Gabe, you've mentioned it too. The bureaucracy decisions just don't get done. It's ridiculous. Wasting time.
Look at even Amazon, George. Remember, Amazon was going to go to Long Island City, and they ended up chasing it away. Even like when there's billions of dollars at stake, bro.
I hope they'll do it, guys. I hope they'll do it, but until I see it start, which apparently is going to be an announcement in the next couple of weeks, I ain't believing crap.
All right, we'll continue this on the other side. Last week, George, like, the Expos in Tampa are never happening. Never happening. So he wasn't hating on Montreal. He didn't even think his own Islanders are ever happening. Did you say 2040? Round two coming up.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Oh, you can't make this up. You can almost check the tape this morning, man. Me and Ranieri were going over the prop for this this match. And I said, oh, look at this. Will there be a penalty kick made? And I saw the odds. Will England miss a penalty kick in the game? It was 25-1.
Wow.
Whatever, man. We got real lucky there. That was a pretty listen, man. I thought it was a pretty weak penalty kick.
That was a come on. It was a makeup call for the goal. It was a makeup call for the non-goal call. That's exactly what it was, right?
Yeah, you saw it. They needed to slow it down 90 million times, and you still couldn't see the girl touch it.
Times for the girl.
The girl whiffed down the ball on
it. That's the problem with soccer. Like the tic-tac calls, there in full speed, that would have never been a play anyway. There's no guarantee they would even got control of the ball. But, hey, that's the way it is, man. You can make a call on anything. Why do you think these games are a lot of money being exchanged globally, Gabe? Me and Portuguese Joe talk about it all the time. Corruption.
Yeah, we've got a lot of anti-U.S. sentiment in the chat here. We got people in Germany saying the U.S. got lucky against Spain. We got Kyle Johnson that's all on board England here. It is true with soccer. This thing's shadier than MMA, man. It's like MMA.
It's shady. Big time.
Like, England's coming close. Like, England's all over them.
Oh, big time.
I'm not going to dispute
that. Oh, yeah, they're in the box. It's pressure city here. Pressure city.
Okay. All right. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just doesn't end. Oh, my God. Wow. Just kick the ball out.
This ref's getting pissed off, too.
Five
I don't know where
left,
she's from, but she looks bitter.
Yeah. She's getting
pissed. She's got that look on her face, like, screw off. Like, I just want to make it out of the arena a lot. Yeah. That was a nice dive there. Yellow card. Here we go. Yeah, she's freaking out, yelling at people. Perfect.
Hey, ref.
Anyway.
These female refs are the best, Cam. It is World Cup. Like, you see this girl?
No, they
it's
don't.
Like, I'm gonna
husband goes
you.
Home.
They want to fight
smells
almost.
Like booze.
You got a problem?
You're right. Yeah, your husband. Yeah, your husband comes in, smells like booze, carousing and stuff. These are the type of chicks to like punch him in the face. Yeah, she's not gonna take any guff from anybody. That's all right, for sure.
So England are now down a player. Millie Bright's done. That's Millie Bright's second yellow card. She's out of the game. So England are now down a player.
Yep.
All right. So George Kurtz with us.
I put the game on, by the way. Just to let you know, I put the game on.
Nice, George. Nice.
See, there's poor Alex Morgan. They can't pick on her. It's her birthday. These dirty Brits tripping Alex Morgan. 30. Come on.
Oh, that was a terrible penalty kick.
Yeah, she's the first.
Yeah, he sure was. It was awful.
I could have done that.
Steam on that. No mustard. I know. It was just like telegraphed. That was pretty bad.
And I could have saved it.
Suddenly, George, the soccer expert. He's like, God, that wasn't very good.
I know how to kick a soccer ball.
Yeah, that pace was pretty bad. No denying it.
It was. I'm not going to make fun. That girl's going to be haunted for the rest of her life. And
I know. Yeah, it's a good point.
PK Subban. So we're talking about the Rangers. What about Jack Hughes, PK Subban? What about the new look New Jersey Devils, George?
Wayne Simmons, too, man. They got him 1 year, $5 million yesterday. I kind of like Simmons, that. Yep. You know, top six, top nine forward. He had some grit, some toughness there. I mean, you have to like what the Devils have done. They're right there. I mean, once again, you add Charles Subban. And listen, I don't think Subban's the player that we once thought he might be as far as a number one D. He's more of a 2-3 guy. He got the rocket shot on the power play, so he's certainly dangerous.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's quite the player we thought he'd be. But still, he's an upgrade for the Devils. I don't think there's any doubt he's an upgrade. You know, you add Jack Hughes. I assume he starts day one, October 4th. I'd be shocked if he doesn't. So you know, you have an offensive threat there. I think now they'll be able to sign Taylor Hall long term, because I think the only way Hall doesn't sign now is if he just doesn't want to be in New Jersey, doesn't want to be in the Swamp. Then maybe he leaves. Well, other than that, you've proven to him, hey.
And, you know, and having Subban there on the power play is not going to be attractive to him.
Has to be. He's got a rocket for a shot. No one wants to go anywhere near that. There'll be rebounds. So I like the Devils, but talk to me about the goaltending. You know, that's always what I look at there. Corey Schneider played better at the last end of the season, you know, last couple of weeks, but he was really disappointing for a long time there. He didn't have a win in over a calendar year at one point. Granted, he was hurt for a lot of that, but talk to me about the goaltending. You know, if the goaltending is there, then yes, I think they'll be in that 6-10 range in the Eastern Conference. If it's not there, then they're probably still on the outside looking in, and they'll be looking for a goaltender next season.
What do you think about that Kadri deal last night, George? That was a big
wild
deal.
I thought that was a good deal with Toronto, I thought. I thought that was a good deal with Toronto.
I don't understand how Toronto did that, to be honest with you. They not only made the deal to get a defenseman, a right-handed shot defenseman, and Kerfoot, who's a good player, yet they got Colorado to pay half of Tyson Berry's salary. Like, that was a brilliant job by Toronto. Like, I like Nazem Kadri as much as the next guy, but that was an amazing move. I got to hand it to their staff. They did a great job there. I can't believe Colorado went for it. That's my opinion.
Cam, I'm with you. I was surprised as well. I think what you're seeing is Colorado, they want toughness, right? They want a little edge, a little grit with the signings they've made so far this offseason. I guess they have talent. You know, you got McKinnon, you got Rantanen, you got Landeskog. You have the talent there. And they can afford to lose Barry on defense, although they're not loaded with defensemen. It's a little bit dangerous there. But I think they felt he was sort of extra. And when I first saw the deal, I saw Kadri for Barry. I'm like, oh, that's pretty close to even there. I know there's other small parts. Then I said, oh, Kerfoot went too? Really? Really? You felt the need to throw Kerfoot in there? That was a surprise. Not that Kerfoot's a top-line player, but I think he can emerge to a top-six player. Not that Toronto needs
He's a good third-liner.
He's an excellent third-liner. Excellent
And he played well in the playoffs. I'm telling you, Leafs, Gabe, like, this is the move. They're very, very close to being that team now. Like, they're...
My only negative would be
the Raptors and say the Leafs win the cup.
No, they're not there.
I think I think they're close.
The only problem is the second best team in the East. My only problem is this: where's your defense? You keep getting offensive defensemen. You're still trying to win game 6-5.
That's what I said.
That's the issue. That's the only problem. Well, I love Barry, but he doesn't solve really what you needed. You need Barry. By the way, is going to be an outstanding fantasy player this season for fantasy owners. You're going to want Barry.
They need a 6'3" defenseman, George, who is not offensive but hurts people. They need Chris Pronger, basically. If they get a defenseman like a younger Zdeno Chara, who cares? Like a guy that hurts people. You don't need any offense. Just a guy that's very intimidating. Then they are set. Then they can say, okay, I know. Oh, bulldozer. I'm quite aware, Gabe. I'm saying a Chris Pronger type. Like a big, tall.
Yeah, I know. There's not none of these guys around anymore. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Shea Weber?
I don't know. Shea Weber's going nowhere.
There's not too many of those bruising. It's a new league now. It's a smaller league. It's a faster league. Even though I say that in St. Louis just won, but you know, as a whole, you know what I mean? You don't really have the crushing big defenseman anymore.
St. Louis, actually, they're the one team that has them, the big, tall defensemen. That's what they do have. Colton Parayko,
and
he's still good offensively, too. Yeah. Edmondson. Yeah, they have a couple old-school, like, 6'3", 6'4", towers. Like, Toronto's close, Gabe. One more, but George is right. They need one more tough defenseman, not an offensive guy, too.
All right, so let's take a look at the baseball board. Yankees went to London, really enjoyed their experience.
Rushed.
Crushed the Boston Red Sox. Both games go over the number. So they get a day off. They come back. You know, it's not really much different than flying back from Los Angeles. The time zone difference is a little bit different, but they should be fine. There really shouldn't be any jet lag or residue from their trip, the New York Yankees. But I remember, guys, when interleague play was sort of cool, and, you know, it's like, ooh, the Mets and the Yankees are playing. It would be on a weekend. And it was like, oh, the Dodgers and Angels, or even the old days, the Expos and Blue Jays. Now it's just so like, eh, whatever. Here it is on a Tuesday night. But you got the Yankees at the Mets here tonight, George. Paxton versus Wheeler. What's your take on this game tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but I'm not worried about the jet lag. The Yankees should have gotten back into the town Sunday night, early Monday morning, so they have a full day's rest here. So I don't think the jet lag is going to be an issue. Both of these pitchers got beat up by the opposing team the last time they played. Paxton got destroyed by the Mets, and Wheeler got destroyed by the Yankees. Different games, but they both got beat up here. So the over is somewhat enticing to me. Yankees are beat up again on as far as injuries. Luke Voit put on the IL today with that low core muscle injury, whatever it might be. I know a lot of Yankee fans are complaining about Boone that he lied. Oh, they said he was fine. Listen, next week's the All-Star break. The Yankees have 6 games this week. He's only going to miss 6 games. They'll put him on the IL, make sure he's healthy. It's not a big deal. I don't know what you're panicking about. So Voit's on the IL. Sanchez is okay. He had a thumb injury, came out in the 9th inning, but he's all right. He's in the lineup tonight. I kind of like the over in this game. I'm going to have something on. I'm not going to bet the game straight. I don't trust really either starting pitcher right now. So I'm not going to touch it as far as who wins the game.
Minus 136 against the Mets.
Paxton has gotten shelled his last 2 starts. There's no way I'm betting on James Paxton. No, if anything, I'd bet on the Mets. Which I'm actually thinking, I'll take the plus 130. But Zach Wheeler's been terrible. So I kind of like the over 9, guys. That's where I'm leaning towards.
Cam, you think it's a trap here?
Yeah. It feels that way. Actually, the Mets were good on Sunday Night Baseball with comeback against Atlanta. That was a nice victory for them when the whole world was on Atlanta in that game. It seemed like, oh, a lock. No, not locks in life. I like where George is going with this. I think to me, it's Mets in the over. That's the thing, Gabe. James Paxton's been horrible. The Jays got to him. Like, he's been really, really bad lately. I don't understand what's going on, but he has been shelled consistently. Zach Wheeler, too. He's a bit of he could be a gas can. 9 with these two teams seems very, very low. I'm surprised this total's not 10 or 10 and a half. It's crazy. I think the over, I leaned Mets as dogs.
How about the Bronx Bombers, as the New York Yankees are 4-0 in their past 4 road games? They're 23-7 in their past 30 games against teams with a losing record. They're 37-14. Their last 51 games against right-handed pitching. Paxton struggles, but the fact is the Yankees are 8-2. The last 10 times that he has started. And, oh, yeah, the Mets are 1-7 in their last 8 games. Give me the Bronx Bombers. I'm not overthinking this. Give me the Yankees here tonight at a short price.
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm with you. It's a no-lose situation. I'm just taking the over. I can't see Harrison's not over 9. You mentioned Paxton. Yes, he wins, but the Yankees have to score a lot of runs for him. You know, and I think they will. They'll score their share of runs. I think the Mets will score their share as well. I think it's a bullpen game, and if that happens, the edge should go to the Yankees.
Oh, big time. That's the one thing. Like, Mets,
what do you mean?
Maybe they called
Familia today. The Mets are going to be fine. Familia is going to solve everything.
Their bullpen is atrocious. Gabe, nice Pittsburgh we didn't have to worry about last night. What is going on with Bell and the Pirates? They were teeing off on Cubs pitching last night, and they were nice,
they're underdogs tonight again.
That was good.
They're dogs.
Yeah.
They're dogs tonight, bigger dogs. Oh, yeah, by the way, too, the Yankees are 9-3 the last 12 games at Citi Field as well. Just throw that in there, too. So 9 of 12
yeah,
in one.
Throw it in there.
Just throwing it in there. What do you think, George, about that Pittsburgh game? Listen, the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing good baseball right now. Still 3 games under .500 because they buried themselves into a hole, but they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're specifically playing really well at home right now. You got Kyle Hendricks on the hill here this evening against Joe Musgrove. What do you make of this one?
I always worry about pitchers coming back off the IL, and Hendricks is coming off the IL, his first start. I'd rather pass on him. Pirates are playing well. Musgrove a little inconsistent. I'm going to go with the underdog here. I'm going to go with the Pirates for back-to-back wins. Cubs aren't playing well at all of late either.
All right. Music is playing. Actually, we got 3 minutes left. We'll get your best bet on the other side. We'll get George Kurtz's best bet so we don't rush him out right here on the way out. USA.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. I'm looking in the chat here. Somebody asked me about the Canadian soccer team. I said Canada weren't that good this time. They were too old and too young at the same time. I said they had a few old chicks and a bunch of teenagers. So that was the thing. Christine St. Clair used to be a star, but she's kind of aging.
Yep.
And they didn't really have a new star. And then they just had a bunch of, like, 22-year-old girls. Now, somebody in the chat says Canada ends up with the players the U.S. doesn't want. And I'm just not really sure if you really understand how international national soccer teams are chosen, Pop.
You can't take their players.
This isn't not free agency, bro. But nevertheless, thank you for watching. George Kurtz, best bets of the night.
Even I knew that would be the rule there in international play there. There's not too many games I like straight up here, but I'm going to be going a couple of parlays tonight. I'm just debating on which teams I want to put with which teams. Washington -220, Corbin against Miami. That's going to be one of them. Boston -160 against Toronto. That's the one game where maybe I go straight up and take Boston, do a double there, but I don't know if I trust Boston enough. That bullpen right now is in shambles, but they have to be embarrassed, and they should crush Toronto. Tampa Bay, Charlie Morton, -315. That's a crazy high stat. High juice against Baltimore. And Wojciechowski, I thought that he was the ESPN NBA guy, but he's pitching for Baltimore.
Yeah, he's the basketball guy. He's not breaking stories.
Right? He's pitching for Baltimore. That's how desperate they are.
Pitching tonight. Yeah, I know.
And then Cleveland -180 is another one. Those four teams, I'm going to have in a parlay of some sort, 2-2. And, I'm a little surprised at a couple of over-unders. In the Colorado game, the Colorado-Houston, I understand two great offenses there, but Jeremy Marquez is pitching. That over-under of 13 seems to be awfully high. I know Urquidy is going for Houston. I think they think Colorado's going to wreck
Who's
him.
Urquidy?
But I'm like, yeah, he's right. That's really a question. I told you how desperate they are. So I'm thinking about going the under there and maybe over in Milwaukee and Cincinnati.
They're making the Angels play tonight. The Angels are playing, right? They didn't play last night.
They are.
Okay, thanks, George Kurtz.
Be good, guys.
Have a good one, George. Good luck rapping.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
what you were talking about, Yank. Give me a little psych job there on the delay. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports update. Women's World Cup of Soccer down to three now. The USA getting it done. What a great game against England there. USA wins 2-1 the final. They advance, and the Netherlands and Sweden play in the other semifinal tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern. The winner gets the American ladies in the final. NFL news. The NFL and NFLPA begun discussing a new collective bargaining agreement in hopes of securing a new deal before the upcoming season. The current CBA doesn't expire until after the 2020 season, but there have been negotiating sessions going on involving both the players and the owners. Talks are expected to intensify during July with more meetings slated. Both sides are cautiously optimistic an agreement can be in place before the 2019 season begins. The owners are motivated to secure a new deal amid the league's NFL 100 marketing campaign and impending negotiations with TV rights holders. The Pro Football Hall of Fame also considering enshrining 20 people in 2020 for the NFL 100 campaign. And Ezekiel Elliott apologizing to Commissioner Roger Goodell today. We'll get the full story a little bit later on, but he met the commish, and I don't think anything's going to happen there. Colin Kaepernick has gotten Nike to pull a controversial shoe. A Nike shoe featuring an early version of the U.S. flag was set to be released, but they canned it after Nike's representative Colin Kaepernick called the symbol offensive. The Air 1 Max shoe featured an early version of the U.S. flag, and basically, Nike-sponsored athlete Kaepernick told the company the sneaker is offensive to him and others because the flag symbolizes connected to the slavery era. Nike complied with Kaepernick, and the shoe is going to be pulled. The Philadelphia 76ers have offered Ben Simmons a five-year, $170 million max extension. Wow. And the two sides are expected to hammer out the details of the agreement. This, according to Woj from ESPN, Simmons is eligible for a max rookie scale extension beginning in 2020. It could be worth up to 25% of the Philadelphia 76ers salary cap. The soon-to-be 23-year-old, a good playmaker, but has yet to find a shooting touch, especially from deep. He has attempted just 17 shots from behind the arc in 160 games over two seasons. Philly in the midst of a roster overhaul right now. Jimmy Butler out. The team retained Tobias Harris and added Al Horford from the Celtics. The LA Clippers have committed on giving Lou Williams his full salary despite it not being fully guaranteed. Williams is entering year two of a three-year $24 million deal, but the 2020-21 season was only partially guaranteed for $2 million. He claimed sixth man of the year honors in 2018-19, averaging 21.4 points a game with 5.3 assists coming off the bench. The Dallas Mavericks and Dorian Finney-Smith agreed on a three-year $12 million contract. In just over 22 minutes a game, the former Florida Gators put up 6 points and 3.7 boards a game. The Boston Celtics have signed French center Vincent Poirier. The seven-footer led the EuroLeague in rebounding with over 8 rebounds a game for Spanish side Baskoria. He also chipped in with a team-high 11.9 points a game. Boston Celtics legend two Bob Cousy, now 91 years old, is going to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from U.S. President Donald Trump. NHL news, the Carolina Hurricanes set to match Montreal's offer sheet for Sebastian Aho, a very talented young sniper. On Monday, Aho signed the offer sheet for Montreal, and his agent said he was very, very happy and 100% wanted to play in Montreal. The Canes will be prohibited from trading Aho for 12 months after they officially match the Canadiens' offer sheet. The New York Yankees evict 16-year-old phenom Jason Dominguez as the international signing period started today. The deal will include a $5.1 million signing bonus for the Dominican-born outfielder. Two more upsets. We got upsets in Wimbledon today. Sam Querrey of the United States won 9 straight games and took out very talented 5-seed Dominic Thiem of Austria in 4 sets. 3 men from the top 5 have now been ousted. Upsets galore. Former Wimbledon champ Andy Murray is going to team up with 7-time singles champion Serena Williams for the mixed doubles competition at Wimbledon. In the MLB, a moment of silence tonight for the Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who passed away yesterday at the young age of 27. Also, proceeds from the 50-50 draw in Arlington will be donated to the LA Angels Baseball Foundation. Manny Machado is going to serve 1 game suspension tonight versus San Fran. He lost his appeal today. Machado suspended for a confrontation with umpire Bill Welke. He took issue with Welke's strike zone. Yankee slugger Luke Voit, too, also the latest man to hit the IL after suffering an abdominal strain while playing the Red Sox in London this past weekend. And yeah, what can you say here? A very busy night on the pro diamond. 15 games on the MLB betting board. Gabe and I will go through them. We went through the Mets and Yankees game there. So 15 games on the line. We'll give you the matchups and betting. Best bets of the day. And hour 3 of Red Heat and Rage. We'll go over all the baseball. Copa America soccer. Brazil meets Argentina, 8:30 p.m. Brazil minus 135 to win in 90 minutes in injury time. And in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, Haiti, who came back to beat Canada, meets Mexico at 10:30 tonight. The Mexicans, big favorites right now, minus 400 in that game. NBA Summer League, four games on slate tonight. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned for hour two of Red Heat and Rage, hosted by Gabe Morenci. We'll talk a little baseball, some NBA, whatever else is on our minds. Stick around, everybody. Hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio on the Fantasy Sports Radio and Television Network, coming up now.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Level two, game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio. Thanks to George Burns for joining us. We haven't had a replay. We're going to go back in time, all the way to this morning, in which we had Mickey Sudo on the program, the reigning Nathan's hot dog eating champion, female. Five straight years she's won, Cam. Five straight years, and she's very, very forthright about the odds, whether you should bet on her or not. Like, I've never heard someone talk so openly about it.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like honesty.
We won't give it away, but the over-under is 38.5 hot dogs for her. And I asked her, over or under? I said, the number's 38.5. Her answer was very interesting. She's a five-time champion, so yeah, she'll join us. And all the competitive eating talk got everyone in the pit going, actually. So next week, actually, there's a chicken McNugget competition. Going to be live on the morning after between Chris Pavoda.
Nice.
He's a bigger fella. And Chris the intern, who's looking to make a name for himself. You know, he's lost in the pit.
Oh, big time. Yeah,
It's hard to get on the air, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you're in the pit. It's not like, hey, I know football, guys, right? So you know the drill. You're new in the business. He saw his chance, so he put his hand up, and he's like, I want in. Yeah, he's coming live. So
nice.
Kind of like, poor kid. You know, he's going to tell his parents. First time he's ever on TV and stuff. Like, he's going to be crushing chicken McNuggets.
Nice. Are you going to make up a line? Pavona, like a 3.5 nugget favorite,
yes.
Or what do we do here? You got a tote board? Okay, perfect.
Well, we got to figure it out. I know we figure Pavona's the favorite. Yeah, I don't know. I get the feeling that the intern's hustling, because I said to him, "You like nuggets?" He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah." I don't know. I get the feeling he's playing everyone a little bit here, and he's gonna come out hard. And he even took a pot shot. Yeah. He goes, "Pavona has an advantage because he'll be stoned."
Tell him to smoke one.
Look, I don't know about you. Frank Stample, no joke, actually, like, routinely eats 40 chicken McNuggets, like, at a sitting.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. I can eat 40 nuggets in my sleep. They're nothing. Yeah, I don't say I want to do it, but nuggets are quite easy to eat.
I don't know.
Regular pieces of chicken, even wings.
The world record,
easier than wings.
The world record. The world record isn't like, it was surprisingly low, Cam.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I see that the movie Independence Day opened up in theaters 23 years ago today, July 2nd, 1996. And as pathetic as it is, I actually saw this movie in the theaters when it came out. Like, literally, I think one of the first few days it came out, I was naive, in which I thought, oh, it's going to be cool. Aliens take over America. And, like, I thought it'd be some cool movie. And And it's a pile of crap.
It sucked. It is. It's a horrible
This
show.
Is our.
It's so horrible.
This is our Independence
it's
Day.
It's so bad. Independence Day.
Shut
up. I'm with you. That movie sucked.
Movie blows.
It does. Terrible. It's horrible. I'm with you, man. I got jacked for that one, too. I'm like, ooh, special effects and everything. No, that movie was just bad from the get-go.
I thought that was pretty good, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, I really enjoyed that.
What, Independence
Come on,
Day?
Yang. No,
yeah, man,
no,
I almost got teary-eyed when the president came out and gave a speech. I almost got teary-eyed. I'm like,
Come on.
You know, I was, like, gassed up.
Yeah. Come on. But he said that. That's what he said.
You got to
This is our Independence Day.
Yeah,
we gave that speech.
I got chills. You know, my hands stood up on my back. I was like, like, get him.
You're a big patriot. They reeled you right in. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't enlist right after the movie.
Let me go
fight those eggs.
Grew a couple of hair follicles. That's why I was just like, yeah, baby, get him.
Surprised you didn't enlist. Well played, Morenci. Yeah, no, I was expecting more from that film. It was typical trash.
Would have been better off if the aliens would have won. All right, so that movie sucked. All right, sorry. I like this. We've got some other movies that came out on this date in past years, so we'll see if Yang remembers this one. This one, we all remember, at least I do, as a youngster. Blue Lagoon, Cam, starring Brooke Shields.
Blue Lagoon?
You remember Blue? Yeah. You don't know Blue Lagoon?
No, I don't. No. Is there a lot of nakedness in it? Sounds like there's a lot of sex.
Do you know who Brooke Shields is?
Yeah, of course I know
Brooke Shields.
Could have
been this old.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what made Brooke Shields.
You know Brooke
She's
Shields?
Basically like,
Oh, Blue Lagoon. Okay.
Well, you don't know.
I didn't run out and get
Blue Lagoon's her biggest movie.
I know Blue.
That's her only movie.
I was going to say, I know her
else.
From more
one
from
movie.
Bad
name
from,
one movie.
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you one movie she's in. She's the spokesperson for Lazy Boy, and she dated Agassi. That's all I know. Blue Lagoon. She's Lazy Boy Furniture. Looks beautiful, well priced.
Yeah, but the up brand, a nice Lazy Boy. Like she's like Lazy Boy in more than just chairs.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they have beautiful sectionals, nice couches. Yeah, I like Brooke Shields. I got nothing against her. She's okay. She's not
Brooke
special,
Shields.
But
yeah,
it's all right.
She's the spokesman for the Lazy Boy. She dated Agassi.
Lazy Boy. Yep, that's it.
No,
that's
she was like the biggest sex symbol in America.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I got a lot of things going on in my mind. I don't remember Blue Lagoon. Like, it's not sticking out. I remember I watched Blue Velvet with my brother when he was, like, banging a chick when he was older. That movie really sent me back a few years. But Dennis Hopper, yeah, that movie was crazy. That's the Blue Velvet. I don't know Blue Lagoon.
I like the review here of Blue Lagoon. It's not very good. The Blue Lagoon is about eye candy, plain and simple. The main draw is the natural beauty of the surroundings. It's like they basically put, like, she's stranded on an island and she's like living like naked in a lagoon type thing.
Sounds nice.
Here, look, I'll send you. Look, I'll tweet out the pictures.
I've heard
this
of Blue Lagoon. Don't remember it. Yeah, like, I don't
know. It. Like her career took a dive after. Like she never did anything after.
Oh, I don't think she really did. I really don't think Blue Lagoon put her on the map. I think it kind of, maybe it's one thing she did.
It is the map. It put her on the map. It's the only map.
I don't think. That's kind of my point. Saying
it's the only
like,
thing
you're talking
ever
about
done
like
in her
not,
career.
Like rose to stardom. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well,
she did.
It wasn't that special.
Yeah. She was. All right, here's Old Man. Old Man's in the chat. Not that special. All right, hold on. How big was Brooke? Yeah, Brooke Shields was big. She was like Farrah Fawcett or something.
Farrah Fawcett was way bigger, and she had a longer run at it, too, man. Farrah Fawcett did soaps. Give me a break, Gabe. Come on.
Listen.
It's not even comparable.
I'm not even. Listen, Farrah Fawcett's dead, so Brooke Shields wins, number one.
Farrah Fawcett did way more movies. She did soaps. She did made-for-TV movies. She did the one about the lady who killed her kids.
Yeah, she was a star in that, based on the novel. She's got like a home shopping network empire and stuff. All right, Brooke Shields' net worth, $25 million.
Pretty good.
Dude, she was a big model and stuff like that. I'm telling you.
Well, I know she was a big star. Okay. I'm just saying she's not in comparison to Farrah. Farrah Fawcett was way bigger. That's all I am saying. Brooke Shields was not bigger than her. No way.
It wasn't much. No. I'm telling you.
Click on Farrah Fawcett's net worth then. Trust me. She did way more stuff. Way more movies. Right.
So we've got older television shows. We've got older people. I'm not pissing on Farrah Fawcett's career. I'm just stating, and I like the topics here. We got it all. I'm just stating that I'm telling you, Kev, in 1980 to 1982 to 83, 84, she was the Calvin Klein girl. But she was like one of the first like models of all models, man. She's like more than a Lazy Boy spokes lady.
I know. I'm saying I'm not taking away from anything from her. Only point I'm making is Farrah Fawcett has a deeper resume and a better career, and I don't remember her doing Lazy Boy ads. But anyway, I like Brooke Shields for Lazy Boy. She seems like a regular person now, and I got no problem with that. Very down to earth.
I like this argument.
Relatable.
All right. We need.
I like it too.
Listen, I'm saying they're on par, bro. I'm saying their careers are on par. Mm. And Brooke Shields is more successful. Farrah Fawcett might be a little bit more famous, but not really. Not really.
Yeah.
All right. We'll ask the people that are tuning in. I'll ask people on the chat. What do you say, Slick Picks? All right. I didn't realize it's just me going down retro lane. I found some retro. Hey, on this day, Independence Day. Yang's like, damn, man, these guys Yang's like in the bullpen, like eating. The Yang's like a pitcher watching teammates argue, Kev. He's just eating peanuts in the bullpen, laughing. Ah, look at these idiots.
Yeah, he is.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't remember this movie. Son-in-Law, starring Pauly Shore, came out in theaters.
Oh, yeah. I remember Son-in-Law. Yeah. The mob was going to kill him, and then he had to go to, like, a farm town, and he dressed up with, like, cowboy boots and stuff. It's a horrible film.
Yeah. That's
but it's
poster.
Good for some
it's
laughs.
Farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you know this, but not Blue Lagoon.
It's actually pretty good. Because I'm a different guy, Marantz. Right. I got a lot of things going on. I just, you know.
On this day, Chicago released their song, Hard Habit to Break. I don't know that song. Psycho 3 came out 33 years ago.
You know that song. You know that Chicago song. I know that song. So you're busting like my balls about Blue Lagoon and you don't know that song? Chicago's all right.
I know. I don't like the band. That's why I don't know it. I don't like music like that.
Oh, okay.
Like Kansas and like Chicago. If you're named after a city or state, you probably suck.
Boston, Kansas, Chicago, Toronto.
Boston.
A lot of them out there.
Boston are the best one. Boston's the best city, Ben.
Oh, Boston. That lead singer of Boston can wail, man. Come on, that guy's got a great voice. You got to give it to him.
All right, this guy can sing. Forget to Jason. Who's actually his uncle's like Al Del Vecchio. Oh, no, you've got to tell me.
Right, Al Del Vecchio.
Oh, on July 1st, 1994. Brooke
Shields never do Charlie's Angels, $6 million man. Come on, it's not even a contest.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions continues. at Heat Rage Radio. As I'm still, I just love the lazy boy. That's the best. She's the lazy.
No, it's lazy. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Brooke for lazy.
She has done a lot of bad furniture. She has done a lot of bad movies.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy. She's doing lazy boy commercials. It's a good move.
One of my personal favorites, The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah. Great film.
The Blue Lagoon. Endless Love. She was basically, honestly, what happened to her? She was basically, she was used too young, Cam. You know what I mean? She's like she's like a child actress type thing that got like sort of,
yeah,
by the time she was
a
teenager.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with
that.
Girl, I'm just saying.
She worked with Woody Allen. She worked with Woody Allen in 1977.
Oh, yeah. That's a night.
She's in Annie Hall.
That's going to derail anybody's career. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, yeah.
Yep.
Brooke Shields began her career as a model when she was 11 months. Her first job was for Ivory Soap. She continued a successful child model with Ellen Ford. She worked with director in the film Woody Allen and Annie Hall. Her role was cut out, edited out. Yeah, he just wanted to hang around her. Like, this is like, how creepy is this? In 1978, when she was 12 years old, she was cast as a child prostitute in a controversial film, Pretty Baby. She's a professional child and unique. She looks like an adult and thinks like one. At age 14, she became the youngest fashion model ever to appear on the cover of Vogue magazine. Later that year, Shields appeared in a controversial print and TV ad for Calvin Klein Jeans. The TV ad included her saying the famous tagline, you want to know what becomes between me and Calvin? Nothing. Brooke Shields' ads would catapult Klein's career to super designer status. Like, I'm telling you, bro, like, she wasn't just, like, she was mega, 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 mega. Like,
I never said she wasn't. I never said she wasn't. You don't listen to what I said. I said that Farrah Fawcett
distinguished,
did more things
than
a more diverse career. And
she did cheesy
more
sitcoms.
Distinguished?
Yes, this chick's on the cover, folks. She's a Calvin Klein model. She's an Ivy Leaguer. She went to Princeton. She quit modeling and she graduated from Princeton.
Who cares? I like her.
Farrah Fawcett wore a bikini with Jack on Three's Company.
She also did Charlie's Angels. She did way more movies, way more stuff. That's all I'm saying.
She's
I feel bad
dead.
That Brooke Shields met
gone.
A creepy guy. I know she is.
She's gone.
I know she is. And her net worth when she died. I know. She died in 2009. I get it. Her net worth back then was $220 million in 2009. Brooke Shields is $25 million now. So
there's
it's not even
no
comparable.
No way she had $220 million.
I said 20. Brooke Shields, you said, was worth $25 million. I said 20 in 2009. It's 2019 now. 10 years. $5 million difference.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
Para was worth 20. Okay. It's the same
That's
ballpark.
What I'm saying. No, but this was in 2009, Gabe. We're in 2019. That's what Brooke Shields is worth now, and she's still working. Farrah Fawcett's dead. It's a big
More
difference.
Distinguished.
That's
Listen,
all I'm
I like Farrah.
I got nothing
I
against
like,
Brooke Shields.
I'm just.
I like Brooke Shields. Trust me, I like Brooke Shields. Like Shields. I'm looking at her now, 54. She looks fantastic. She looks fantastic. And I wish her well with the Lazy Boy commercials. Hell, I want to buy some of the furniture. It's well-priced.
I like it. Getting heated here. Brooke Shields, Farrah Fawcett.
It's the most heated argument we've ever had about B-listers. I know. It's like, what are we doing here? We didn't get this mad about Montreal and Tampa Bay. sometimes you're just not in the mood, eh? But no, I think they both had very nice careers that were stunted. But,
hey, both. Let's agree.
It sucked
they
the
both
Brooke Shields
are
met.
Very
it
successful.
Sucked. No, I will agree with you with one thing, though. I'll agree with you with one thing. Her success as a younger person was derailed with creepers in the industry, hands down. Because she's younger,
yes.
Right? So she messed up with some
she
real
more money
types. Like I'll agree with that.
Yeah,
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, look at the Blue Lagoon.
She ran in with
they dropped her naked in a pool.
Up. Yeah.
All right. So let's bring in Jason.
Good discussion, though. excellent discussion.
Yeah, this just should be good.
Me in right now with this Farrah Fawcett and Brooke Shields thing.
Yeah, we're done now, Jason.
So I asked, I didn't ask.
I didn't say
who's hotter and stuff.
No. Gabe,
I said who's
more.
Yeah.
We never said anyways.
Listen, I got the whole thing mapped out right now. No, it's real simple. Brooke Shields is like Clay Matthews, okay? I'm a Packer fan, so we'll say Brooke Shields is like Clay Matthews, a great borderline Hall of Fame linebacker, we'll see. Farrah Fawcett was like Ray Nitschke, you know, greatest of all time, no question about it. So that's a good way to put it sports-wise. You know, I mean, you could use basketball.
No.
Nitschke, Farrah Fawcett, like,
Farrah Fawcett is a kid.
This guy's,
no,
this guy's the best. I love you.
No, you guys. No, you misunderstood me then.
Farrah Fawcett's Nitschke.
Oh, I understand the point.
He's claiming.
You make
Farrah Fawcett,
an analogy about
Farrah Fawcett's like Bo Jackson. Farrah Fawcett is like Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
She was extremely big for a short period of time.
And Brooke Shields is like Marcus Allen.
Brooke Shields is like Emmitt Smith. She just keeps putting numbers.
Yes, no.
Selling those lazy boys.
Don't do a cowboy.
Listen, we can't top Ray Nitschke.
You win.
I like Ray Nitschke versus Clay Matthews personally.
Well, yeah, as they'll be thought of when they're gone. I could use 25 analogies, you know. But if I remember last time, Gabe, your birthday's August 10th, and Cam, yours is April 4th, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it is.
Good memory.
A lot of times I call. No, I wrote it down too. But a lot of times I call and it's after hours. Like I'll talk to Gabe and Joe in the afternoon, and it's a completely different vibe and call from me. And I talk to you guys at 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and you know I'm already off work, and you know, and as Corey Parsons would say, I'm already in hand. You know.
Yeah, you're enjoying
Corey
your life.
Parsons too.
I get it.
No, shout out to Corey Parsons too, because Gabe, I just heard you tell a story with about Corey when he was ripping on the Knicks so bad he didn't want the building anymore, or whatever. That's hilarious. But so you talked about the movie Blue Velvet, and who didn't know Blue Velvet, Gabe, or which one of you two? Blue Velvet.
No, I knew Blue Velvet. I said Blue Lagoon. Yeah. I know Blue Velvet. It's with Dennis Hopper, and he's crazy. I know. Founding the ear in the field. I got it. I remember, Jason.
Yeah,
I watched it with my brother while he was like banging a
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
A long time ago. It was 1980. I was only 10 years old when it came out.
I think they both came out around 1980.
Blue Lagoon.
But I tell you what, Blue Velvet's like insane. I mean, you obviously don't know the movie or you'd be commenting on it. No, Blue Velvet, Dennis Hopper.
I do know the movie, but it's irrelevant.
Oh, you do?
Brooke Shields isn't in it. Neither is Farrah Fawcett.
No.
That's
yeah,
why I didn't
Blue,
comment
yeah,
on
but,
it.
But any chance I could talk
just
about
just because it has
the
name
Blue Velvet
in it.
Yes, no,
I wasn't
and,
talking
well,
about the movie Blue Velvet.
I know. Cam brought it up because he saw it with his brother.
Said,
anytime I get a chance to talk about the movie Blue Velvet in public, oh, my God, it's awful. It's just awful.
I was talking about the Muppets Take Manhattan.
Another good film.
So
I like that one, too.
A couple picks.
Five pieces of cinema card.
A couple of picks for you guys real quick. I tried to call back, and usually you can't get two calls in one day. About 4 or 5 days ago, I called, and I tried to call back, and Gabe actually commented, you know, and I understand. And I forgot to give my picks, and I think Cam had San Fran or whatever, and I took Arizona and the new young pitcher,
yeah.
And my parlay was the under, Cam was the over. Anyways, so basically I'm 2 for 2, you know, unofficially because it's not on tape. So I'm 2 for 2. Anyway, so I got a couple picks today for you. Lock them in. See, you know, I got a sheet here, so there's a lot going on. So I got, what the hell am I here? Hold on, give me a second here, guys. I know, it's live. No, you fucking, damn it, I did it again. Okay, so take Baltimore, take the Baltimore money line. I think Charlie Morton's going to get rocked. And take the Chicago Cubs and parlay it.
Cubs? -125,
Baltimore.
Baltimore
and the Cubs.
Baltimore +240. Yeah. Wow, that's balls.
Well, you know, put a buck on a parlay. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's. I mean, I got a few other combos.
Pays,
a few other combos too.
Over
but
5 to 1. That combo.
Are you kidding me? But anyways, yeah, that pays decent.
Anything else, Jason?
Also,
you got written down?
Yeah, maybe the and El Del Vecchio, Al Molinaro, real name. He's like my grandpa, Frank Molinaro's. Like second cousin or something, actually. And I got to actually meet him, shake his hand one time, yeah. Because you had mentioned you know, Al Delvecchio is my cousin, possibly. But it's actually, he's like my
all right, kid, Jason.
Officially. Yeah, yeah, that's all, Dave. That's all. So, and remember, for the movie Misery, I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan, Gabe. watch the movie Misery.
Watch the movie Misery.
I know the movie.
Yeah, we know the movie. I'm your biggest fan.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. All right, Jason.
Wow.
Some ballsy picks. Baltimore? Plus 240 tonight. That's a big one. With Woj. Wojanowski.
I'm just creeped out that he knows both of our birthdays.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, maybe send something nice in the mail. What's the deal with this NBA free agency stuff? I gotta tell you, it's just stupid now, man. No anthrax.
Kawhi Leonard? Yeah.
Like, what's this guy doing? It's ridiculous. Everybody else is done, buddy. It's like, I know you want to be on your own watch, but time's ticking.
The post plays now. Eating, Mickey Sudo coming up here. A little hot dog talk.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Well, it's coming together already. Man, I haven't seen Vona like... Vona never got this fired up. We talk about the Knicks or the Rangers or anything like that. Like, look at your enthusiasm. You're stoked. We've got a fight. You can stay in. Hey, you want to ask Mickey a question, but you got a five-time hot dog-eating champion coming on, and Bavona's already calling people out, and I understand.
I'm not calling anyone out.
We have an intern. Was the intern calling you out?
I don't think anyone was calling anyone out. We're just saying we want to try it.
Well, from what I understand, though, basically the loser, it's a loser go home match. Loser relinquishes their job. Like the kid, like who's the intern? He'll have to go intern like somewhere else after.
No, nobody getting fired for a eating contest.
No, there must be some sort of like punishment. There has to be like a reward and punishment.
Sickness.
Has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Joe. Like.
Sickness and you don't get medication, you don't get like Pepto-Bismol or something to help you out after the show. After the contest.
Yeah, we'll come up. No, then you guys are just hustling us for a free lunch.
No, we're not.
Then
we're putting our bodies through God knows what.
You see what I'm saying?
For entertainment.
It's like I'm just basically buying these. Like they're hustling. We got to scan and get.
If you want, if you want my honest opinion, you know, I'm sitting down there. I'm like, I'm looking at everybody. I'm like, I think I could beat all of you in an eating contest. And literally, as I'm saying, I'm like, oh, we could do chicken tenders, we can do chicken fingers, whatever. And I, all of a sudden, now I'm going like, no pun intended here. I'm kind of chickening out.
I could enter a weed smoking contest. Which I believe that they actually have. Ooh, as well.
They do.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's
been. They have.
Yeah, I do with you.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg tapped out too. Even he. Remember, like I saw the video. He was like, "Damn, he's like, no." It's we got to look into that. I can deal with that. I'd surprise you. You know, skinny people can eat, man. Like it goes right through me. But I can't. No, I'm not. I can't. I'm not calling you out. So we've. We've decided it's going to be chicken nuggets, McNuggets from McDonald's.
Okay.
They're easy to quantify, Joe. You know what I mean? Plus, they're very cheap.
Yes, absolutely.
What do they go for anyways?
What is it? I think
it's real cheap. It was $4.99 for like a bit. It's a big box.
I think it's like $6-$7 for a 20 piece chicken nuggets.
And maybe we should do Burger King. Like, they're just giving their stuff away. I don't really know if it's chicken.
They're selling upside-down Whoppers.
Yeah, angry. Okay, let's see. World record. World record.
For chicken nuggets?
Most chicken nuggets eaten. There's 150 McDonald's chicken nuggets in 58 minutes. All right, we're going to get to Mickey. We'll get back to Bavona. And Mickey Sudo joins us, five-time champion, heavy favorite, minus 1,200, actually, coming into this
week. 1,500 last I checked.
Oh, it's moving. Do you bet on yourself?
Oh, damn.
Do you bet on yourself? Well, if you could, yeah, yeah.
No, but it makes zero sense. Why would I go 1,500 on the line to win 100 bucks? Those odds are just stupid at this point.
It shows how great you are. I like how, though, without missing a beat, I say minus 1,200. You're like, it's actually minus 1,500 now, like that. So we wonder if athletes know the live movement. So welcome to the program. We were just talking about the world of competitive eating. And so let me ask you now, we were talking about Matt Stoney and reading about how he was, you know, he's eating 200 chicken wings to prepare for a chicken wing eating contest. Like tonight, do you eat a normal dinner? Do you sort of like, you know, are you crushing, you know, 30 hot dogs tonight? Do you take it easy? Is the training already done? Walk, how do you feel? What do you do a couple of days before a competition like this?
I should probably throw in a cardio session today and, you know, for as many opportunities as I have leading up to the fourth. Being lean and fit and healthy and well hydrated and empty and loose and all that's all part of the preparation. But honestly, I don't know. Right now, not letting any of the stress get to me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, not at those odds. All right, tell us exactly how it is that you got involved in competitive eating. Like, what was the moment that you went, oh, I got to do this competitively?
So there was this restaurant by my house that was offering $1,500 if you could finish 12 pounds of Vietnamese noodle soup. And I just decided that that was more money than I was going to earn in probably that entire week if I just made it happen. And so I did that, and somehow somebody talked me into doing my first head-to-head eating event, which was ribs, and I was so nervous, but after I won that against like 36 or 37 people, there was something really liberating about pushing the boundaries and demolishing the boundaries of my own comfort zone. And
never looked back. We have an interesting question, actually, and I was going to throw this to you, too. It was sort of part of what I wanted to ask you with somebody in our chat, Larry and Wawa, asking, what's the toughest food to eat competitively? What's the toughest food you've had to eat competitively? And I was going to ask you, do you have to like the food you're eating? Like, can you crush a ton of something that you actually hate as well? Can you tune out the taste, so to speak, or do you only compete in things that you sort of like? So what's the toughest food to eat as far as you're concerned, competitively?
I like a lot of the foods for the first few minutes, but whenever you commit your body to... you know, a limit for 10 minutes. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure a runner doesn't enjoy running for the 25th mile. But with that said, no, I've never eaten anything overtly weird. I did oysters, which I always said I never would, but it was kind of a trade-off between 3 minutes of eating oysters and a 5-day all-expenses-paid trip to
Ireland. It's risk reward.
So, so I decided to do that. But a food that I've probably never eaten in competition is crawfish, just because there's something about like beheading and dismembering a creature that does not particularly appeal to me.
And speaking of which, I see PETA has shown up at this before. You know what? I think PETA do some good things, but it seems like it seems like there's better causes than throwing fake blood at you guys, right?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, and I respect I respect the values that they are trying to uphold, but I feel like they're going about it in an entirely wrong way. And you know, I probably shouldn't be this controversial, but, you know, the thing is, I put myself through school by working in restaurants. And if you've ever seen the amount of food waste that goes behind the scenes, you can probably realize that competitive eating is a very, very small drop in the bucket compared to everything else that people just kind of assume is corrupt and right and socially acceptable. So, you know, I mean, for them to protest at an eating event doesn't exactly make the most sense in my mind, because, you know, if you just look at any sort of fast food chain or restaurant or grocery store down the block, we're wasting a whole lot less than all that people take for granted. So, I don't know. But, yeah, apparently PETA's also a prop bet, if people want to bet on that.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And it is
crazy.
Yeah, will PETA interrupt a contestant? Yes, plus 700. No, minus 1,600. So I wanted to ask you, as somebody that's a big fan of poutine, and I know you went to Toronto and you did the poutine eating contest. You know, what do you think of poutine, and what was the challenge of eating? You got the gravy, the fries, and the cheese. How did you do? I was looking up how you did in Toronto, but I couldn't find anything. What did you like about the poutine, dislike about it? How did you do up there?
I did pretty well, actually. I think it was the first time and the only time I ever eaten at Sony. So that was pretty remarkable. I don't know. I think it was like...
Oh. Well, yeah, we're cutting out. We've only got a minute or two left with her. As yeah, I like Josh. She goes, "Not, I'm a 1500 favorite," and she says,
"Yeah, no, that's a
why would you bet
15?" They're very adamant about it.
Yeah, she goes, "Why would you bet $1,500 to win 100 only?" And she's like, "It's not what I want to hear, actually." But the over under for her is 38.5. That's where I was just going to ask her on the way out. Yeah, how you feel now? You're going over under 30? Can we go? All right, we've only got it for a minute or two.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you know, the over under, that's within my control. But part of me just feels like I want to enjoy this week as much as possible. And if that means doing the least amount of work and still coming out on top, I might be okay with that. So, I don't know.
Wow.
And I'm not like one of those competitors who has like an axe to grind or like a point to make.
Yeah, you're not looking.
I'm happy.
So yeah, if you were a UFC fighter, you don't need to get into a bloody brawl. You just want the win, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Who wants a broken nose? Who wants like to be armbarred? No. You just do what you need to do, and it's a job. And you know, if I get to have a good time doing it, then that's enough for me.
Now, I don't know. Do you gamble at all? Do you play poker or anything? Because just talking to you right now, seems like you have a good concept, mm-hmm. sort of like risk management.
Yeah.
So do you play poker? Do you bet at all and stuff like that? Or do you have any background in anything like that?
You know, if I had less integrity, I might have taken up more than a few guys who, you know, bet me that they could eat wings faster or whatever at a bar. You know, I'd be that pool shark jerk, taking advantage of guys with, like,
not a girl.
Delusional sense.
Not a girl.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not that person.
Yeah, just don't show up with the belt and you'll be all right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
So
that's awesome.
Anyway.
We wish you the best of... We wish you the best of luck on your quest for the sixth consecutive championship. Listen, we're just on 34th Street here, so you know, we'd love to get you in studio sometime. I know you're obviously busy this week, but sometime in the near future, we got a spot for you any time, and we'd love to have some fun. Have you come down in studio? We're right across from Madison Square Garden, so we wish you the best of luck. We'll be pulling for you. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and have a good day.
There's Mickey Sudo with us. She's all business, this girl. You can just tell.
She ain't messing around.
Yeah.
She ain't messing.
Christy, though. And I said, what about the over under 38 and a half? She heard us when she came back. And she said, I wouldn't. She said, don't mess with the total. I don't need to do more than I need to do if I know I'm going to win, Joe. See, that's the smart athlete. Like I said, she's like a fighter. I don't need to get into a brawl if I'm ahead on points.
All right. Yeah, any more hot dogs than one more to win, you're just showing off, and she's not into that. So.
Yeah, then you're just showing off.
Just eat as many as you need to eat. That's it.
All right. I want to see we had Pavoni here. I want to get the intern guy in here. I want to see. Let's go face-to-face like a UFC square-off. Get Pavona here, too. In a 10 o'clock hour, going head-to-head.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Shout out out here today. he was until we realized it's all it's the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Hey Cam, how about the NBA Summer League last night, buddy? 2-1.
Nice. Hey, just winners are winners, and I'll get it to my update, Gabe, but this Kawhi Leonard story, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, another one of these stories. Ooh, Lakers front runners now. I love these reports. So stupid.
They can all go screw themselves.
Hey, Yang.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Hello? Yeah, okay. How you doing?
Doing pretty good there, buddy.
You're the best. The best is Renzi. Yang pitching a shutout, and then just right when you say it, Gabe, it's almost
as
like you're the manager. Waiting. You're just waiting.
I got eight hands down here, buddy.
Eight hands.
Trying to get you a best of GTD show for the weekend, baby, for the holiday weekend.
You're working on some stuff. Okay.
Don't you? Haven't you have to go to the bathroom yet or something? Have you already gone?
Yes, sir. I did during the replay. Buddy.
I love that replay. Yeah, you get new stories. Yang gets to go to the bathroom. That chick was cool, man. I love the way you came on. She knew the betting line, and I like that. I might take the under now, Gabe. Good work by you and Ranieri digging that out. If her competition's weak, she doesn't have to get the 39 dog. I like it.
Yeah, like she said, she goes, why eat more than I have to if I know I'm going to win?
Thank you.
Yeah, I bet the under. I bet the under on that. Game time decision. Into level 3, we'll hit the baseball, basketball.